Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks Monday, the 29th of June of the year 2020, the day just before the halfway point of the year, and the day on which someone who had committed to writing an entirely fictional universe and the news about it, and the jokes about the news about it in a format that came out once a day, might be seriously questioning her life choices. But of course, that's not me. I'm just a normal satirist reporting things that are happening in this universe, and the emails that I've been getting every day this year from my own email address since the 1st of January talking about an alternate universe are to be disregarded, except in the nighttime when I dream that I'm a different me, living a different life, and wake screaming in my million-dollar mansion. Your guest today on the podcast is disgraced yoga instructress, currently back from a brief stint in prison for stretching someone in half, and a string of surprisingly flexible sex scandals. Her time behind bars, the subject of her recent self-help book, A Bed of Jails. Charlie George, welcome back to the show. It's been about 3 to 5 years since we last saw you, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been a rough road. I've been on a journey, and I've been drafting my apology for all of those years. I still haven't written it, but I'm drafting it. That's what counts.
Well, thank you. It's lovely to see you back on the show. And coming up today, you'll be talking all the latest in religion news. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, Elon Musk looks like he might have some competition for commercial space travels with the launch of a rocket from New Zealand by the sinister octopus tribespeople of that relatively newly surfaced landmass. The rocket launched last night with no warning, temporarily throwing all Wi-Fi in the world offline, and is now in sinister orbit around the world, so far doing nothing but in a quite menacing way. Meanwhile, the Wiggles government in Italy is in a diplomatic stoush with America after tweeting that their diplomatic stadium tour to Tulsa in the USA brought out more attendees than Donald Trump's recent rally in the same location. K-pop pranksters are now launching K-pop covers of Wiggles' song in tribute to the accidentally elected children's band, which came into power in January when a glitch in the voting system allowed babies on iPads to vote in Italy. So far, the Wiggles government retains popularity at 90% among Italian voters, even after Dorothy the Dinosaur was convicted of being a coronavirus super spreader during her Hug the Nation tour. It's partly believed that the Wiggles' popularity in Italy has partly to do with good governance and a little to do with a natural affinity for big expressive hand gestures. And that's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. your ad section now because capitalism is cancer and we're all going to get it eventually. Lonely, late at night, try going to sleep. Brought to you by the Sleep Foundation for Better Sleep. Sleep, the natural enemy of babies and essays. Sleep that knits up the raveled sleeve of care. Sleep, that special time when all your regrets dredge themselves from the deep hollows of your dark psychology. Sleep, the undiscovered country from whose bourne most travellers return confused and hostile about their holiday. Sleep, the activity says, "F*** you, the moon." Sleep, call our hotline for maximum sleep and try some later today. Sometimes you go for a swim, and when a wave dumps you, you come up sputtering and with your ears blocked. Try tipping your head sideways and moving your jaw until your ear pressure equalizes and relieves your head of what feels like half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. How does that much fit in the holes in your head? You thought it was all brain, but your brain is smaller than you think. Half a glass of water. Find it in the most unexpected places.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, religion news brought by your religion expert, Charlie George. What's happening in the world of religion right now?
Well, it's very exciting because after 3 months of a pandemic lockdown, places of worship have reopened for private prayer only. And in Sheffield, in the north of England, the queues have been round the block. There's been at least 6 people in the queue to return to the church. Obviously, the high street has been more favoured, but yeah, there's some really great people coming back to have private prayer. I don't know how you feel about prayer. Do you do a prayer for yourself or anything like this in a private situation?
No, I feel that all prayer should be as public and humiliating as possible. Or do I mean all sport? I'm not quite sure what the difference is.
Well, this is like a good time to feel shame because you can do it privately because no one is around. It's the best time, really. Socially distant prayer is really great. So that's what's going on in Sheffield. And there's been lots of comments about how people aren't rushing back to temples like Hindu temples or Muslim temples to do worship because they're afraid of other people, but I genuinely think that it's a really great time for evangelists, of course. I don't know if you've seen the news, the bushfires and locusts in Africa, and now a global disease. Evangelists have finally confirmed that the end of the world is coming, so they're very chuffed about this.
And I mean, with the isolation lockdown, people are going to be so delighted to welcome one person into their home in a socially distanced, responsible manner that that's basically like open canvas for door-knocking evangelicals, right?
Yes, and I did grow up Jehovah's Witness, which is an extreme branch of Christian evangelism. You may have hid from us when we came knocking on your doors to sell you God, but we were forced to do that. And while most children teach their parents about the dangers of strangers, I was actually sent out as a child in a skirt in the hope to be lured into their homes. So yes, I'm really grateful of social distancing, otherwise I'd probably still have to be out there prophesying the good news. But I do remember occasionally meeting people who would invite me in, but the people that would invite you in were often people that really just wanted to talk about their problems, so it was kind of like being a child psychologist. I remember once a man showing me magic tricks. He seemed to associate miracles with magic, and he had a chinchilla that he could not make disappear. In fact, for a long time, I was chasing, I think it was called Chewie after Chewbacca. I was basically chasing an old man and a chinchilla around a house for a long period of time. I did not make a sale in that house, but door-to-door sales, of God, very, very difficult. But you would think now that you can make social bubbles that perhaps, yeah, direct sales routes, sales shoots. How would you suggest that we spread the word of God during these crazy times?
Mail outs.
Just mail outs, yeah. I did receive one recently that was very good font, very good design. It said, you know, you look like you've been born again. And I love feeling that I am young and that I have good skin. So it was a moving moment.
That's all the time we have for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now, and remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Bob. Dear Madam and dear co-hosting biped, that's you today, Charlie George.
Ooh.
You bemoaned the lack of exciting letters to the editor in episode 169, so I would like to submit this rousing message. The sinister octopus tribes of New Zealand have interfered with our lives for too long. I'm sure you are aware of the latest rumours about their efforts to farm and eat humans on their illicit island. I have heard those rumours and I would discount them. I am the last person in the world who would want to alienate our subaquatic colleagues and ideally allies. But thank you for writing that in, Bob. They take away our ocean and replace it with an island, and we let them. They invade our social media and we let them, true enough. They invade our television schedules at all hours and we let them, again, very true. At long last, a line must be drawn, a line drawn by a hand attached to an arm, attached to a body with a maximum of one other arm. We are the vexed victims of tentacle terror by these obnoxious octopods. Wake up, last posters. Bipeds of the world, unite. Our very survival is at stake. Hashtag 8 extremities are too much. Hashtag 8 legs in the bin. Yours truly, Bob. Open brackets, no relation to any trash islands. Close brackets. Okay, Bob. I can see that you're very angry here. I can see that you're expressing a lot of fear and rage. And it is understandable to be fearful and angry at the octopus people. You know, we only recently discovered that there was another sentient species occupying our planet with us. We only recently discovered that sentient species had a flag that looks a lot like a pile of human bodies with an octopus standing on top. We only recently discovered that they are capable of taking over every single television channel in the world for 1 hour and broadcasting something that whoever watches it has no memory of. And we do have to acknowledge that 8 out of 10 diplomats who are sent to New Zealand do not come back, and the 2 that do return cannot and will not speak about what they've seen. So of course I understand your fears, but I for one would like to think the best of our fellow humans, and I can only condemn you for this prejudice and hate speech. Charlie George, have you got any opinions on the sinister octopus tribes of New Zealand?
I think we have to embrace them into our arms, fully embracing the squid-like ink of their love and understanding that we are all connected, you know, some by many arms, some by just a few. And it really isn't the number of arms you have. It's really the depth and breadth of your hug is what I would say.
Well, thank you so much for your letter to the editor, Bob, and I hope you welcome love into your heart in the way that Charlie George has done. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, and go to the feed to see all the old versions that will make these ones make more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was Charlie George. Charlie, have you got anything to plug?
Just my laptop into a socket. No, I'm fine, thank you.
The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer for this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter, as they and we always say. Good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.